With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. As a boy, Donald Hall spent all of his summers at his grandmother's farm in New Hampshire.
8 cows, 1 horse, no tractor, no automobile. I was met at the depot, the old Boston and Maine depot, with a horse and buggy.
Donald Hall grew up to become a poet, but as a boy, he could see Mount Kearsarge from his grandmother's porch, never thinking that he would one day return to the farm to live.
Blue, blue, the top of the mountain floats in haze. I will not rock on this porch when I am old. I turn my back on you, Kearsarge. I close my eyes, and you rise inside me, blue ghost.
When his grandmother died at the age of 97, Donald Hall quit his teaching job at the University of Michigan and bought the farm, where he writes prose and poetry full-time.
It is so beautiful, that blue, dense light reflecting out of the snowfields up on the ceilings of the roofs. And you can see up into the hills with the leaves gone. You see the shape of the hills. You see the stone walls poking up through the snow.
Donald Hall is not entirely old-fashioned. He loves to watch the Celtics and the Red Sox on his satellite dish.
People pretend to scold me, you know, and say, what would your grandfather think? Well, I'm happy to tell him he would have loved it.
Donald Hall pays homage to his adopted state of New Hampshire in a book of essays here at Eagle Pond, now in paperback. Later this year, Tickner and Fields will publish Hall's new memoir about the poets he's known. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When Donald Hall was a kid in Connecticut, he loved the horror movies and began writing poems about them. Then he discovered something even better, Edgar Allan Poe.
I gave up on imitating Edgar Allan Poe, but I didn't give up on poems. When I was 14, I really got serious. I decided what I want to do the rest of my life is to write poems.
Now in his 60s, Donald Hall is still writing poetry, and while the poems don't pay much, he supplements his income by traveling around the country giving poetry readings.
Poetry reading is more popular now than it was 10 years ago, I think.
There's a poem in his recent book, Old and New Poems, called To a Waterfowl, which is about a poet on the road who reads to a group of women.
They smile like jello, and they say, my goodness, Mr. Hall, but you certainly do have an imagination. Thank you indeed, I say. It brings in the bacon. And what about you? You laughing. You in the blue jeans, laughing at your mother who wears hats. Will you ever be old and dumb like your creepy parents? Not you, not you, not you, not you.
In his recent book of essays called Here at Eagle Pond, now a Tickner and Fields trade paperback, Donald Hall salutes his adopted state of New Hampshire.
The people who live right around us, our neighbors, are people who've chosen to live there or to stay there. Because they love it so much.
Donald Hall also writes about some of the poets he's known in a memoir to be published later in the year. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.